What's up, guys? Welcome back to another episode of Married to Reality. I'm your co-host, John, here with my wife. And co-host, no, that's not a sea urchin. According to her, it's a sea hedgehog. It's the one and only Teresa.
Hello, everyone. How is everyone doing? And it is a sea hedgehog.
According to who?
That's what we go in and check. It's a sea hedgehog.
That's the translation?
Yeah. Sea hedgehog.
Say it in Czech.
Morský ježek.
Well, you should have just said that. That makes sense. Sea hedgehog. I'm jonesing to fire up my Sega Genesis and play a video game.
It is a sea hedgehog.
I wonder if other people... I mean, it's a great name for it.
And it hurts as fuck when you step on it.
I've never stepped on a sea hedgehog.
I've stepped on it so many times. It's outrageous how many times I've stepped on a sea hedgehog.
This seems sort of like a humble brag. Oh my God. Okay. You're not the only one who...
It's a sea hedgehog.
Yeah, the porcupines of the sea.
The sea hedgehog.
According to Google. Yeah, this is one of the perks, I guess, of being in a relationship with an international such as yourself, is that you hear how other people refer to things, and then you find out actually it's not so rare. Sea hedgehog, sea porcupine of the sea.
Sea hedgehog.
And then Teresa was referring to those builder-grade stock lights in homes and apartments. Teresa was like, oh yeah, those boob lights. And I was like, well, yeah, that's so accurate and brilliant. Once you said it, I've heard like 9 other people say it now in the past few weeks.
Yeah, it's so, a boob light.
I think you're so unique a lot of the time. And then I realized, oh no, you're just tuned into a different frequency than I am. And it's beautiful. I get to enjoy that station as well sometimes.
Yeah, I like when you said unique. Let's go with the unique.
You are in many other ways.
Oh, okay.
But nomenclature, not one of them. Because apparently sea urchins and boob lights are just common expressions. I guess I should have researched. You know, time is of the essence here, folks. And I can't really do all the hard-hitting research I need to do. I should have plugged in sea hedgehog.
You know what it is? I call things the way I see them.
And it's beautiful. You're like a child.
I'm not like a child, but it's that in a combination with my first language. So if something looks like a hedgehog and it lives in the sea, it's a sea hedgehog.
Europeans are like children. So blunt and honest and just call it as they see it.
We are very blunt.
Don't sugarcoat it. You guys are the children of the world. It's beautiful.
I think you're very right. I've heard it before, not just about myself, about a lot of European cultures in general. You just say things how they are. And it might hurt other people's feelings.
Yeah, there is that.
But it's because Americans are so prone to sugarcoating.
Yeah.
That you expect it from everyone. You expect that everything's going to be great and everyone loves everything, but that's not the real world.
Yeah, well, justice is a bitch. And that's, I feel like what the sea hedgehog was doing to you when it poked you was a little payback for not using its proper name.
There's so many of them in Croatia.
Humble brag.
Which is like the second home to the Czech Republic. Uh-huh. When you go to Croatia in the summer, you hear Czech. Because Czechs love Croatia.
All right.
Although I've heard it's getting more expensive. Anyways, my mom always said I have to wear sea shoes.
Smart.
Yeah. And did I always listen?
No.
That's how I got to step on the sea hedgehog.
But don't you think you would learn your lesson after the first time?
Oh, I did not.
No.
Once I had to travel with a thing and my foot for 12 hours back home to the Czech Republic. Because my parents were like, we're not wasting money on your foot. You got to go see a doctor in Czech because it was so deep they couldn't get it out.
She just had your dad pee on it or something.
Well, how would that help?
I think that's jellyfish.
Yeah, that's jellyfish.
Huh. Guys, anyways,
if you step on a sea hedgehog, don't pee on it. It's going to do nothing.
Yeah. All right. Not here to talk about sea hedgehogs. Here to talk about this gift of a season. 90 day before the 90 days. Oof. What an absolute pleasure.
And it keeps on giving.
Oh, cannot stop giving.
Keeps on giving.
We'll talk about it momentarily. Before we do real quick a little business, there's another season we're talking about on the pod. It's called 90 Day the Other Way. And we're talking about it on Patreon and Supercast. If you want to hear our thoughts on that season, and we think you would enjoy our thoughts on that season because we've got a lot. Well, you can join us on Patreon, patreon.com/marriedtoreality, marriedtoreality.supercast.com. Not only do you get that coverage, but it's ad-free. It's business-free. There's none of this housekeeping up top. We throw out bonuses once in a while. We throw out a monthly bonus for our family affair friends. Mm-hmm. Just talked Jim crazy. But we throw out a lot of holiday bonuses, and a holiday is approaching.
My favorite season of the year, October, November, December.
Fall, some would say.
Or Halloween, a wedding anniversary, Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
And then every, you know, Thanksgiving passes. It's a Christmas month. It's a Hanukkah month.
Thank you.
It's everything.
Yeah. And so we may or may not do a bonus where we're in costume.
Exactly. And not only for Halloween. As you guys know, who listened to us for a while, we have a lot of costumes.
Yeah, our closets are overflowing.
I was surprised when we looked at it the other day, how many costumes we actually have.
It's a trip down memory lane.
That sure is.
But what were you gonna, I thought you were going to say we're going to do another bonus or something. You're like, not just Halloween.
Well, I meant like we may or may not be in costumes for the November bonus.
Oh, right. A lot to be thankful for. And so join the Patreon or Supercast. We'll be thankful for that. And we will return the thanks with a bonus. Potentially.
Exactly.
Potentially in costume. May or may not.
Potentially in costume.
All right. Also, follow us on Instagram at MarriedToRealityPod. That's our direct line. If you're on the Patreon, there's a great chat feature over there. You can message us over there. But if you're not on the Patreon, you can message us on Instagram. We'd love to chat with you guys. We'd love to hear your thoughts. So shoot us a message. Follow along at MarriedToRealityPod. Also, make sure you're following the podcast wherever you're listening right now. It's so easy to do. Just look down, smash that follow button.
Guys, smash it like it's as hot as the new couple alert.
Wow.
This couple's wild.
Wild. And there's still one more to come. That's what this season is all about, is just surprises and juice and drama. It's
just
so good.
Just keeps on giving.
Cannot stop giving. So smash like this hot as this new couple. And last but not least, we ask every episode, but it's so important for us. It's the wind in our sails. You guys know we love love. If you haven't left a review and you leave one and you write something and it's a 5-star review, we'll read it on this podcast for everyone to hear.
Yes.
The world to hear.
Do you have one?
I sure do, Theresa. And I would love
to hear it.
I would love to read this one, okay? This one comes to us from our friend Michelle L.
Hello, Michelle L.
It's kind of a fun name to say.
Michelle L.
Michelle L.
Michelle L.
Fun, right?
Fun. We can also say Michelle.
Oh, long L. I thought you were going to say Michelle My Bell.
Oh, I love that song.
You sure do. So, okay, Michelle L. 5 stars.
Love it.
Writes, guys, you're as hot as Festival of Adnan. Really, truly one of the hottest things we've ever seen on 90 Day Fiancé.
That is true.
So that's high praise. That's a big compliment. Michelle L. writes, I just love listening to your podcast. I feel like we're long lost friends.
Oh.
You have fantastic perspectives on some of my favorite shows. Your podcast gives me something to look forward to after I'm bummed that I have no more 90 days to watch. Keep up the great work. Michelle L.
I love that. Thank you, Michelle.
L.
I'm doing the long L.
Oh, Michelle.
Yeah. Michelle.
Also, what that bully stole from you when you were a child. Michelle.
Michelle. Yeah. Michelle's.
Yeah, give me Michelle's back. It was a big business for you until that bully came to town. And
yeah.
Really?
Yeah. It's a different story for a different time,
you
guys.
This is happy. This is positive. We don't need
this
to bring.
This is positive. Beautiful review. Thank you, Michelle.
Thank you, Michelle. All right. What do you say? Before we get into the meat of this recap, we do a little 90 day by the way.
Let's hear what you've got.
All right, because you didn't help me out with this week either. No. You're really slacking over
there. Sometimes I like to take a break.
Yeah. Well, wouldn't that be nice, Teresa? But I hit the pavement, put my ear to the road.
Sure.
What do people... I put my ear to the grass, put my ear somewhere, and I got a couple stories together. A couple interesting ones. All right. By the way, number one, a little update on Larissa.
Oh, okay.
We talked a month or two ago about her apparent Vegas wedding.
Yes.
To some unknown guy, right? She was wearing ripped jeans. He was wearing a denim vest. A real classy affair.
Yeah, he's like Colt 2.0.
All right. That's kind to Colt, I would say. Well, now she's confirmed to Page Six. She gave a little interview. It wasn't a quote-unquote legal wedding, as they say.
Okay.
She said, well, it's not like a real, real marriage because we're in Las Vegas. So there's all these chapels. So my boyfriend was driving and we said, hey, let's get married. So they got married.
So, but that's a legal marriage.
I don't know if it is. Remember when we watched How I Met Your Mother and they were trying to get married?
But in Vegas, you can get a marriage license within the same day. That's the whole spiel.
But maybe they didn't. Just because you go to the chapel and you go through the ceremony doesn't mean it's legal. I'm sure they'll take your money and Elvis can strum his guitar and say, I do. Doesn't mean it's legal.
Sure. I mean, to be honest, when you get married in America, you can never get married at the spot.
That's true.
You always have to do the paperwork afterwards and go to the city hall and sign it. So
it's a good point. So it seems like they just did the fun part.
Yeah.
Right? And then the legal, the paperwork, they're saving for a later day because Larissa did say she wants to make it legal.
Does she?
Yeah, they are a real couple.
I'm so curious. Colt must have really gone through with her paperwork so she got her green card because how else would she still be here on all these shows that she's on? Like, she must be here legally.
Him or Eric-y.
Yeah.
Somehow, some way.
Yeah.
But she's looking to make it legal with this guy. We don't know anything about this guy, but she's apparently into him. Although she did say if it doesn't work out, she told this to Page Six. If it doesn't work out, she wants to go on Farmer Wants a Wife.
Please do that.
Can you imagine? That's reality TV gold. Larissa on a farm?
I would love that.
Yeah.
I would love that so much.
She's currently on another show, though, if you do want to see her on reality TV. She's on season two of House of Villains. It just premiered this past week. And we know Pau won it the first season.
Oh, very true.
So we'll see if a 90-dayer can take it home the second season.
Let's see. Well, that's a good by the way.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought so.
Let's hear the second one.
All right. Let's hear the second one, Teresa.
All right.
Let's hear it. Number two, file this one under Who Knew? So James of James and Tata, of James and the Giant Banana Chip from this season of The Other Way, he's a musician.
What else is he? He fixes elevators. He makes jewelry.
True. Man of all trades. Jack of all trades. Master of none. He just released a new song with his band MT Sounds.
MT Sounds. Okay.
Letter M, letter T. Mm-hmm, MT Sounds. Mm-hmm. The song is called Another Day. And it's actually not bad.
Let's hear it.
I'm not even embarrassed to say I like it. I'm just going to say I kind of like it. And it doesn't seem like the banana chips is going to work out. So maybe a future in music is in the card for James. All right. You want to hear this?
Let's hear this.
You want to hear this song? All right. This is a new release from MT Sounds. It's a new song called Another Day.
We're gonna go when the sun dies. Thinking about the reasons why you still try. It's just another day. Just another day. It's just another day. My car broke down, I got bills to pay. It's just another day.
Tata's dad for some money.
I got demons in my head that I have to face. It's just another day.
Yep.
Someone's always got something to say. Life's just a game we play.
It's
just another day.
All right.
I kind of like it too, but I don't like his voice.
It's like a poor man's 21 Pilots.
Sure, very poor.
Like a broke man's 21
Pilots. It's not bad. Honestly, we've heard many 90 Dares trying to make it in the music industry from our girl, the Silva Sisters, which, my ears almost took off.
I think they're still bleeding.
Yeah. And then Kara.
That wasn't bad.
I did not love that.
Here's the new Statler, pull over, take notes. Here's a show. Here's a show idea.
Okay.
Making the band 90 Day Fiancé.
Oh.
Where we get all these wannabe musicians under one roof. There's a studio, a producer, and we try to write the next We Are the World.
Ooh, that would be painful, I think, because I don't think the many 90 daters are musically gifted.
Or collaborative, probably.
Mm-hmm.
But this one wasn't bad. Speaking of Statler.
It wasn't bad.
She commented, so much talent, dude. Hella proud of you and all of the work you've been doing. She was supportive.
No, not bad, James. I hope you're back in your beautiful state of Maine.
I don't know if he is. I don't know.
I hope he is, because that whole situation is just painful. But that's a different show, you guys.
You can hear those thoughts on the Patreon or Supercast.
Yes.
He released 4 other songs on his SoundCloud. So if you want to hear those, if you want to take a listen, search MT. That's the letter M, letter T, sounds on SoundCloud.
Yes.
All right. That's it. That's by the way. What do you say we do it? The reason we're here, Sunday night, 90 Day Fiancé, before the 90 days, season 7, episode 7.
Yes, 7-7.
7-7.
Lucky 7.
Seventh heaven.
What's that? Is it like a 7-11?
No, Seventh Heaven was a fantastic show that I watched growing up with Jessica Biel.
Hmm.
Her dad was a pastor. It was like 90210 light, I think.
Oh, I loved 90210. That was my thing.
It's pretty good. All right, let's talk about this trashy show that nobody should be watching in their teens. This is adult viewing only.
It is, or it's. It is not. I think if you guys have kids, like teenagers, let them watch it so they learn what they shouldn't do.
Learn about a leaky penis. If you got a leak, you got to fix it. So it is educational, that's for sure. Remember
it's on the Learning Channel.
I was just going to say, Theresa. All right. Let's talk about Tiger Lily and Adnan and Petra, because this place is stunning. This is one of those places I can already tell. We've been to several. The Grand Canyon, Antelope Canyon.
Mm.
This is one of those places I would have a hard time wrapping my head around and convincing myself that it wasn't just like a tourist attraction, that it wasn't created, that it wasn't Disney World, that it wasn't Disney in Jordan, because it's so breathtaking and beautiful. It's hard for me to realize like, oh yeah, this is
ancient.
This is ancient.
Yeah, it's the Rose City because everything is pink. That's what Adnan said. Adnan.
Yeah, it was beautiful. Tyler doesn't give two shits about it. She's like, I'm out of here. I'm on the run. I've had enough of you, Adnan.
Yes, but that's when she took off from the car and had the brother Tyre going after her, trying to be nice.
Yeah.
And then Adnan appears all of a sudden out of nowhere, and he puts the scarf on her head, and she's like really pulling it off.
Oh my gosh. Let's just put it out there. She's stunning. She's pulling off the sunglasses and the headscarf. It's a vibe.
Like if I did that, I would look like the camels everywhere.
Yeah, but the cutest camels.
You remember when, and this is a little different story, but similar, we went to the Grand Tetons, and I got really, 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 really bad sunburn.
Yeah.
So bad that my skull opened up. It was gross. Yeah. So the next day, I forgot to wear a hat, obviously. I forgot to bring a hat. So I bought a hat, and John said I look like a turtle. So you called me the turtle. I'm wearing the turtle hat.
And then I fed you lettuce. Yeah, well, I mean, this is a different type of headwear, but yeah, you would look like a babushka or something. You would look very cute and adorable. But yeah, Tiger Lily, it was like runway chic.
Right? It was. Yeah. I was like, damn, you're really rocking it.
Yeah, really pulling it off. Fantastic look. She doesn't want to follow the rules, though. That's the issue. Even though she looks fantastic in this getup, she doesn't want to follow the rules. And her reasoning is absurd to me. It's just like, well, if Adnan's not going to follow the rules, I don't want to follow the rules.
Hmm.
But that's the way it is.
Yeah.
That's the culture. It's not just a man who's being controlling. It's a man who's living his culture.
Yes. And you met it into the culture. So you should have done a little more research.
Yeah.
But now it's too late. So you just need to kind of roll with it.
And her explanation, maybe she's not wrapping her mind around the Muslim culture. Maybe Adnan told her otherwise. But Tiger Lily's explanation for his behavior is, well, I'm the first woman he's been with. I don't think that has anything to do with it.
No.
Especially if he had been with women in Jordan, they would have followed suit and been like,
yeah.
They would have not necessarily encouraged his behavior, but would have not resisted it one bit. And so I think that explanation, it just doesn't make sense to me, Tiger Lily.
No. And honestly, Adnan is not as radical. We've seen other guys on 90 Day with the same culture being Muslim who wanted more from their ladies, like way more coverage, way more rule following. Like Adnan's kind of like, all right, I'll put this scarf on your head because I mean, you're really pulling it off. He's all about a fashion and looking fabulous. Totally. And he apologizes to her too. So I feel like he really wants to make it work. And there is this like inner battle between him wanting to do whatever Tiger Lily wants and his culture.
Yeah. So it'd be interesting to see them in the States because you take a Nicole and a Mahmood and you think, okay, maybe if Mahmood comes to California, he'll westernize a little bit. He'll loosen up. And he didn't whatsoever, right? He was still sticking to his ways and that's fine for him, but you saw how it worked out.
Yeah, but Mahmood wasn't fabulous as Adnan.
So let me finish.
Okay.
So let me finish. I think a couple like this, I think a man like Adnan would come to the States and actually embrace the culture a little bit more and be open-minded to it.
Yeah.
And they could find that happy medium. I don't know that he'd be like, let's go to pool parties and you wear a G-string.
Yeah, I agree.
But he would still probably be like, let's go to pool parties.
Yeah, for sure. And I think it's because he knows a little more about the world. He comes from all this money. Like, look at all he has. Look at that party. Like, he's not a small town boy.
Right?
Mahmood was a small town boy. Even though he lived in a big city.
He wasn't exposed to as much.
He wasn't exposed. So all he knew was that little bubble he grew up in. And so it would be hard for him to be like, oh, all right, California, let me put on a G-string and be wild.
Yeah. So okay, Tiger Lily is looking fab. So why not do a photo shoot? Why not hop onto a two-seater camel and take some photos?
Oh, those photos looked awesome.
Everything about, I mean, that's the perfect backdrop. They were looking great. The camel looked camera ready.
Yeah, I like camels. I've never been on one.
I'm surprised. I feel like you would have an issue with camels.
Why would I have an issue with camels?
I feel like you have an issue with most not undomesticated animals.
That's not pretty true.
I feel like it's pretty true. I feel like you would have a story about a camel spitting on you or kicking you or something.
I mean, potentially, but I would still give him a shot.
Yeah, open-minded. So they hop on, they're taking these photos. Shay and Cruz were a little shocked how quickly Tiger Lily forgave and swept her feelings under the rug. And it's so funny to have those two there because Shay and Cruz are like live tweeting what's happening.
Oh, yeah.
They're Kenny and Tim on the tell-all a couple seasons ago where they're just commenting in real time. saying everything we're all thinking, but exactly. just there to live tweet it to the camera. Like, I can't believe it. This is crazy. How is she forgiving him? But they do look great. Like,
this is, if you think about it, she's only there for a week. So in 1 week, she got married, had the celebration, did this road trip honeymoon.
Yeah.
And she's going to go back home.
That's absurd too, because it doesn't look like either of them are desperate for money. So take an extra week off, enjoy yourself, maybe send Shay and Cruz home now that they were there. They supported you if you needed your hair done, your glam, whatever. But now send them home and why not you have a week alone with Adnan? The same way Joanne sent her kids a Noel pack. And
yeah, I'm surprised she's not staying longer. I mean, at least 2 weeks. Like, people go on a 2 week vacation and you don't even have to be that filthy rich.
No, definitely not. Especially if you're staying in someone else's hometown. You don't have to stay at the St. Regis where they were staying. Speaking of, it's time for them to head back. They spend most of their segments in the car.
I was going to say that.
It's kind of ridiculous. Like, I don't know if TLC got some new car cameras they wanted to test out or something, but they were testing them out.
It was a road trip.
Yeah. So Tyler's got to go back to Texas tomorrow. And again, Shay is like moderating their segment, moderating this couple, asking, what's going to happen? You guys aren't physically together. Is it going to cause static? Is it going to cause trust issues? Like, if Sean needs to retire, Shay may come and take her place in the next tell-all.
Well, Adnan feels like she's trying to just create issues. And Tiger Lily is aware of all the issues that Shay is bringing up. However, she doesn't want to spoil it last night.
Right. They get back to the hotel. They might have a little bit more fun. But Tiger Lily does bring up, hey, when I get home, I'm going to rush to find us a house. We need to have our own space. And I think she wants to do it quickly. She's worried about going back to just video calls. She's worried about this separation.
Yeah. Isn't it crazy? Normal people are like, oh my gosh, okay, we're going to buy a house. Let's plan. Let's save money. Let's research mortgages, right? Tiger is like, I'm just going to go back and buy a house.
Yeah, I'm going to rush into this purchase. But I get it. Love makes you do crazy things. She loves this guy. She wants them to have a place. You can go rent. Why not rent a place, Tiger Lily?
She bought $30,000 watch when she was browsing around the stores.
And good point, because Adnan doesn't need that. When we first saw that segment, I was like, oh man, she's spoiling this guy. Yeah. She's buying his love. And then you go and you see Adnan in the Rolls Royce and you're like, oh, he doesn't need you to buy him a watch.
No, I think she bought the watch for herself.
Oh, I thought she was buying him a gift.
I mean, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's 7 episodes ago.
But why not let Adnan come to town, find a place together?
Yeah.
Do a little house hunting.
I think it's not going to be as easy with the visa.
Interesting. Yep. Good
point. They'll need to file for a spousal, which will be easier than fiancé. However, it can take time, and I don't know how easy it is to get travel visa from Jordan.
Yep, fair point.
So,
all right. Well, I'm enjoying that couple. I like them together, and I wish them the best. The kid conversation hasn't come up recently.
Me too, but here are my two hot takes. Hot take number one.
All right.
Their segment's going to end, and that's why we have two new couples.
Interesting.
Or hot take number two, he's either going to somehow get the visa and go to the U.S.
Come on.
Or she's going to go back.
Don't do that. I want to see Adnan in America.
Yeah. Because this is the story. She went there for a week. She got married. They did a honeymoon. It's episode 7.
Yeah.
So there is either something else big going to happen, or that's it for them.
It's a good point. I think you may be onto something with either these two new couples replacing them or Adnan coming to the States. I don't see her going back. I don't see that being that interesting. We've seen in the past, and I forget her name, so I'll just use Piggy. But they were on for like 6 or 7 episodes.
Yeah.
And then c'est la vie. So interesting point. We'll stay tuned. We'll see what happens with them. Here's a couple that doesn't have a future, Theresa.
That is a couple that really not the couple. She really creeps me out. And yes, I'm talking about Rene and Chidi. She scares me. Like, her aggressiveness is really scary.
Like, I said it to you when we were watching earlier, and I'll say it for our friends and see what they think. She's Chris to me from Chris and Jamie.
Mm.
And remember, Chris was like buying a knife.
Oh, yeah.
And on pills. And Renee is Chris adjacent.
She is. And she has no social skills. I think she needs to leave the chickens behind and hit the town once in a while, because
she doesn't know how to talk to people.
She doesn't know how to talk to people. She doesn't know how to be social, how to be nice and polite and thankful. That's why she's been single for this whole time. Not because she wants to. It's because no one can stand this woman.
Yeah. She's got an issue with her self-confidence. And she portrays it that it's a physical thing. And maybe it is. But I have a feeling men are in her presence, dating or otherwise, and then are scared because of her behavior, her personality, her thoughts, her ideologies. And then she goes, oh, it must be because of the way I look, because maybe she doesn't love the way she looks. But it's everything else.
Yeah, she's like a normal looking woman. It's her personality.
100%.
And I think you can at least admit to that. Like, if you go on a date, don't go on a date, you have me. But before you had me, and if you went on a date, right? And the girl was beautiful, yeah, but she was a nutbag. You're not going to keep dating her.
No. You go on a couple dates and then you say your goodbyes.
Yeah. And it's the same thing for girls. Like, if you go out with a guy who's gorgeous, but he's a douche, like, you're not going to keep going.
Yeah. I think she has some issues with her self-confidence.
Yeah, but I think you nailed it. I think when you said, oh, she is nuts, she has personality issues, she doesn't know how to behave, and when people don't want to be around her, for example, men, she thinks it's because she is not pretty enough.
Yeah.
I think you totally nailed it. I think you're right, that's not the issue. It's her personality.
I think that's what most people think. I think because looks, because the physical is the first thing, it's number one on the list because it's the first thing you see. But it doesn't end up being number one in the grand scheme of things. Personality, intellect, sense of humor, your connection, all that takes over. But I think some people always will go like, oh, well, I guess they just think I'm ugly or whatever. But it's not necessarily it.
Yeah, no, I think she's just nuts.
She's absolutely nuts. So we picked up where we left off. She wants to go stay in a hotel. She doesn't feel comfortable anymore with Sister Victoria.
She's like, I reached my breaking point with her. What breaking point? That she wants to make sure you know how to take care of her brother? Is that the breaking point? That she gives you suggestion on how to behave around him, that you've never been around a blind person? Like,
yeah, well, she already had this preconceived idea that she was going to have beef with a sister. So
yeah,
any little thing Victoria could have done or said was going to just validate, oh, see, I knew we were going to have issues. Chidi, and good for him, I think, is trying to maneuver his way out of this, because Renee's like, the offer stands. If you want to come hang at the hotel, you can. And he's like, well, I got to pack things and I got to hang back. There's some things I got to do around here.
And this is where she gets aggressive. She's like, this is pathetic. Just get some shirts, panties, and let's go. What panties?
She did say panties, right?
She is,
okay, because
yeah.
I wrote down panties and then I was like, I must have heard wrong. She must have said pants and I changed it to pants.
No, she said panties. And she's getting aggressive. I don't like it. I really feel bad for Chidi, because he can't see, but he can hear, and he can get the vibe. You can hear the aggression.
Yeah.
It's a scary situation. And poor Chidi, he's like, I don't want to argue over my religion again. But that it's more than just his religion.
Yeah. And I feel bad for Victoria. I feel bad for everyone.
Father Rene.
Oh, absolutely not. Because they opened up their house to her, were being nothing but kind, inclusive.
Victoria gave up her bedroom.
Yes, helpful. And Renee's like, I feel like an intruder. I'm an intruder in your pants and in your house. It's like, they did nothing to make you feel that way.
Yeah. Also, he would need to let you in his pants to be an intruder.
Well, that's why he feels like she feels like she's intruding. But they start bickering. Chidi's brother-in-law is just like standing there in the corner watching over them like a disappointed father.
I think he just wants to make sure this doesn't get physical without interfering.
And think about it. And I would hope it would never get that physical, but you never know with someone like Renee. He can't see. Chidi can't defend himself, mm-hmm. right? So he does need someone to look out for him. And that's supposed to be Renee.
Yeah.
And it's clearly not. And Renee starts to spiral so much. She gets to this point of, why did you invite me if you hate me? I'm done. And it's like, how did you jump to this conclusion that they hate you when hours ago or less, they were like, come sit at our table, try. Yeah. I'm going to cook for you. Here's our food. She was 2 seconds from speaking in tongues as well. She was just, she was like losing her mind. I was scared sitting on the sofa.
I know. She's like, your sister's just controlling you. It's like, she's not controlling him. She is there for him because he needs her to. And she was making sure you understand what he needs.
Yeah.
What a total nutbag. But speaking of the sister, Victoria walks in with a child. Like, she looks horrified.
Wouldn't you be? And I was glad Victoria finally stopped mincing words and was like, you're delusional. I was like, say it louder for the people mm-hmm, in the back, mm-hmm. Victoria, because you are spot on and Renee needs to hear this.
Yeah, and the brother-in-law is stepping up for his wife because obviously Renee is yelling at her and he's like, okay, this is my wife. Like, don't talk to her like this. Yeah. And Renee is like, Chidi, you better step in for me. You know, I told you I had a feeling about all those sisters. It's like, you are so nuts. It's unbelievable.
Here's the sad part. And kind of the wild part. Chidi still loves Renee. He says he still loves her.
But they talked for, 5 years?
I know. I guess that, yeah, he fell in love with her personality. Because what I was going to say is, he can't see her. So, like, she could be Tiger Lily with that headscarf on, and he wouldn't know. And that's easy. A lot of guys would be like, yeah, they put up with a lot, right? The hot, crazy scale. A lot of guys would put up with a lot. But he can't even see her, so he doesn't even know if she's hot or not.
It's like the opposite of the Love is Blind. Like, on Love is Blind, they get to know each other in the pods for 2 weeks, and then they go on the honeymoon, and if they have issues, then a lot of people start questioning it because it's like, well, all right, I supposedly love you, but I just met you 2 weeks ago. So walking away from that is easy because, all right, I realize you're a nutbag in the real world. It's been 2 weeks, right?
Yeah.
They talked for 5 years. I think it's more difficult to give up on something that you've been building for 5 years.
Except Chidi is forever in the pod.
True. That's poetic.
So Renee is like, I love you. I wish the best for you, but I'm done. You will never see me again. And I'm like, well, kind of. Stating the obvious there, a little bit, Renee. But.
And she just walks off.
Yeah. And I hope she doesn't come back. I have a feeling she will come back because it is episode 7. Yeah. But you got to go your separate ways. You tried. You're not up for it, Renee. There's nothing Chidi did wrong. There's nothing Victoria did wrong. You, Renee, are not up for this.
The one thing that Chidi did wrong is that he should have told her about his commitment to the big J or the big G.
Sure, you decide.
Saying, hey.
Not the big D. That's what she wishes.
Oh, yeah.
She was committed to the big D. He was committed to the big G.
The big J.
And you see the kind of trouble you get in.
Exactly. So I think the only mistake Chidi made is that he didn't tell her before. He should have told her before she came. He's like, hey, I want you to come. I want to get to know each other. But just so you know, I don't want to get physical or sexual until marriage.
Sure.
And then it's up to her if she wants to come or not.
And if you are truly in love with this person, that's not a deal breaker.
Yeah.
For you.
But that's the only thing that Chidi could have done differently. Everything else, she's just a bag of nuts.
Well said. All right. I think this is a good place to take a break. I like to take a break after Renee because I need to take deep breaths and collect myself and I need cleansing. Okay. So let's take a quick break. We will tell you about our sponsors for this episode. And when we come back, going to Ghana. All right.
Going to Ghana.
We'll be back in a second.
Hey guys, if you are feeling a little off lately, like night sweats, low energy, or just generally not feeling like you, trust me, you're not alone. There are over 1,000 hormone disruptors living rent-free in our environment right now. Rent-free. Sounds like some 90 days we know, am I right? But seriously, these sneaky disruptors are hiding everywhere. In our food, water, air, even our skincare. And they're messing with how we feel. The good news? We don't have to just live with it anymore thanks to Hormone Harmony by Happy Mammoth, designed to support optimal hormone levels and help you feel your best at any stage of life. Let me tell you what makes this stuff so amazing. It's powered by adaptogens, those science-backed, nature-inspired herbal extracts that help your body adapt to stress. Whether it's occasional bloating, mild mood swings, sleepless nights, or those dreaded hot flashes, Hormone Harmony has you covered. And here is the cherry on top. Happy Mammoth is committed to quality. With over 30,000 rave reviews, women everywhere are saying things like, I feel like myself again. And trust me, that's the kind of energy we all need. Oh, and fun fact, this stuff is flying off the shelves. A bottle is sold every 24 seconds, so don't wait. For a limited time, you can get 15% off on your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code MARRIED at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code MARRIED for 15% off today. It's time to start feeling like yourself again with Happy Mammoth.
And we're back.
Hello, Jonathan.
Hello, Teresa. How are things?
Things are great, but I'm ready to go to Ghana to interrupt Niles' pooping. That would bother me so much. If I'm trying to poop and you would be knocking on the door and trying to listen, yeah. Like, what are you doing?
Yeah, knock door ceremony. No, thank you. Leave me alone. You got something else knocking over here.
Poor Niles gets out. I was like, oh, the Ghanaian food.
My stomach was not conditioned for this. So it seems like he spent most of the time on the toilet. But we learned, despite the diarrhea, they got pretty close to having sex.
Their clothes was taken off, but Niles stopped it.
I'm telling you, a bunch of prudes this season.
I know, but he said, I had sex before with my ex.
Yeah.
But it turned into a very physical relationship where all we did was having sex. She wanted to have sex six times a day.
You can't go six rounds a day.
Who am I? Mom, Dad, don't listen.
Yeah.
He said that.
Oh, I was like, huh? Your parents don't listen to this.
Yeah, but he said that's why he wants to wait. I still think you should test drive. I mean, you would never buy a car without really testing it.
Oh.
Right?
Especially a stick shift.
Especially. Any car, like it can look great on a picture.
Sure.
Like when I was buying my Jeep, sure. I looked at a different Jeep, then I sat in it, drove it for 3 minutes, and I looked at Joe and I was like, absolutely fucking not.
Yeah.
Because it just didn't feel right.
Sure.
It's the same thing with men and women.
You're telling me. So now I was like, let's wait. Matilda agrees. She says, okay, get married first. Easy to say when you think you're getting married in a matter of days.
Yes.
Which is not the case, right? Because let's not forget, Niles has not been totally honest, has not told Matilda, not so fast, Matilda, we're not getting married this trip.
Yeah, but I don't like Matilda. We'll get there.
What? What's wrong with Matilda?
Matilda or like materialistic though.
Right? Oh. Look at you.
Oh,
oh. Is she?
Yeah, well, this whole shopping spree, thinking that Niles just came to just buy her stuff, is just not okay.
Okay, all right. We can get there. Before we do, they hit the beach.
And they found the sea hedgehogs.
Find Sonic the Sea Hedgehog. Matilda was getting a little playful with it, waving it around. Niles not too pleased, which I wouldn't be either.
He said it's poisonous. I don't think it is.
I don't know.
You I mean, it was in my food for 12 hours and I'm still here.
Yikes. So they're at the beach and they're talking about the wedding. And Niles asks, well, what's the marriage process here? And Niles, don't propose to someone if you don't know how it's going to go. Right?
Yeah. So Matilda basically explains the knock door, which we learn from Kobe and Emily.
Yep. You get the list of things you present to the family. There's a bride price. We love a good knock door ceremony.
Yeah. And Niles is interested in the bride price. And Matilda's like, I don't know yet. Like, because she's making a list.
Yeah. And this should be, I say don't propose if you don't know what it entails. This should be a sign to Matilda right there that maybe the things aren't going to happen as quickly as she hopes for. If he's like, so tell me what's the deal? It's like there's a lot to be done.
Yeah.
And he doesn't know about this.
Yes.
It's going to take some time.
So let's go shopping. She's like picking up clothes, trying clothes. And I was like, okay, she wants to get some stuff. No. She wants Niles to get stuff for her. And we learned that these dresses are very expensive, like $80.
Yeah.
What is it, Zara?
Yeah. It is a little bit up there. I don't know. I wouldn't go full on materialistic at this point. This is what every girl dreams about, right? This is your wedding day. And she wants to look nice on her wedding day. And she wants a dress for the knock door ceremony. And if Niles is willing to pay for it, I don't think that's materialistic.
Well, Niles is like, oh my gosh, $80. But then he thinks about what he needs to tell her later, which is the fact that he doesn't want to get married. So he's like, oh my gosh, $80.
See, I think this is worse. I don't like this approach of, well, I'm going to butter her up so I can let her down. It also seems like a waste of money because you're going to buy her this dress for a wedding that's not going to happen.
I didn't know there was a wedding dress. I just thought it was like a
She said I want a knock door ceremony dress.
Oh, okay.
I believe. And to me, that's okay. Yeah. I think it'd be totally different if she was like, all right, your first day here, let's go to the mall and you buy me shit. I think that's different than like, hey, we have the most important day coming up in our life. I would like to look nice. You're going to be my husband. What do you say? You help me out here.
All right. Maybe that. Well, next she's going to do her nails. So Niles gets some alone time.
Yeah. He just left her getting the mani-pedi. He wanted to explore on his own, but he had an ulterior motive.
Yeah. And poor Niles, he's like, well, maybe if I get her a real engagement ring, she'll be okay with postponing the wedding.
Right. He proposed over the phone, but now he wants to do it for real in person and then tell her, we're going to postpone.
He basically takes it as an engagement / promise ring. Like, all right, hopefully she'll be okay with this and she'll know that I'll come back for the wedding.
Which I do see where he's coming from.
Yeah.
If you met someone in person for the first time and you were supposed to get married and you said, you know what? Now that we've met, I don't think I want to get married right now. We talked about Renee and her issues. I would be like, oh, this person is not attractive to me. This person hates me. They finally met me in person and now we're not going to get married. So it is a little bit of an insurance policy he's taking out. I'm going to drop a couple hundo. That is a lot for me. And it's going to prove to her that I actually do want to get married just in time. So I think it's probably smart that he's willing to do this. Because
I was going to say, plus if you are engaged for real, she deserves a ring.
Totally. Totally. I would just, initially I was thinking, you know what? Do you want to spend hundreds of dollars to then say I want to postpone it? She might freak out and call it off and say, you don't love me. Let's end it. But no, I think it is good to show that you are serious because she probably is going to start to have some doubts and question whether you actually like her.
Yeah, I think she's going to freak out. I think she's going to get very upset.
Let's see. I think she would be justified to get upset versus Renee getting upset that she doesn't want to bang.
True.
Because this is a bigger deal. This is like, wait, I thought we were getting married and now we're not versus I was ready to bang and now I have to wait. So I think she'd be justified, but let's see.
All right. Are you ready to talk about the gift that keeps on giving, the brand new couple Vanya and Bojo.
Or as I'm going to affectionately call them, Bojo and a bozo. Because this woman's a bozo.
She is wild.
And she's shaking a booty like a belly dancer.
Yeah, so we meet Vanya, 41, from Orlando, Florida.
Sassy, classy, and badassy. I mean, they sell those things at Home Goods around here. That's Florida if I've ever seen it.
She loves costumes. She loves sparkles, loves spin, loves belly dancing, loves swallowing fire.
And she's a fire eater.
And that's not it. She has four-blown careers that she's fully a merch into. She's a medical sales rep, a belly dancer, a permanent makeup artist, and a vegan baker, whatever that means.
So she's a medical sales rep with three hobbies. That's how I take it.
What's a vegan bake like? You bake without the butter?
A vegan baker?
Yeah.
You really want me to explain it to you?
It's like, how do you bake without like butter and eggs?
And milk?
And milk, literally.
Yeah, well, there's so many alternatives these days. Welcome to 2024.
I guess.
You could do almond milk, and there's like faux butter, margarine.
I'll be honest, like we do HelloFresh, you guys know we talk about it sometimes. Yeah. Often the vegan dishes are really good, right? But then we put chicken on top.
Got to pop a little protein into those things. Well, they are. And I feel like you get a little more bang for your buck because the vegan dish, they're naturally trying to put more sustenance into it because you're not having a protein. So you're getting your beans and whatnot.
Although we had a vegan dish last night and it came with a sour cream. So I don't know how vegan that was.
Really?
Yeah, I totally put a sour cream on it.
Hmm. All right. Well, Vanya. So we learned 11 years ago, she met who she thought was the man of her dreams. They got engaged at the Great Wall
of China.
Of China. Are there other Great Walls?
No.
No.
But I like saying it.
All right. The Great Wall of China.
Did you know that you can see it from space?
I did know that. Mm. Did you know that if you Google the Great Wall of China, there's reviews?
Of course. It's an attraction.
I know. To me, it's just hilarious that like this great wonder, the Great Wall of China, it's like, someone went on it was like 2 stars. Wasn't that great? Thought it was going to be greater judging by the name. Like, huh, you're reviewing this thing?
People review everything. It's hilarious. It's wild.
So, okay, they got engaged, but things went south. One day, Vanya went over his house. Okay, so let's just remember that. Went over his house and caught him making out with another woman.
Yes.
So my question, why are you engaged and not living together? And I know plenty of people do it and there's religious reasons and whatnot, but this is the shit that happens. I don't buy it. Like, religion aside, I don't think she's that religious, judging by her hobbies. If you're going to get engaged to someone, you say test the car joystick or whatever before you get married. I say live with the person before you get married.
Oh, that too. That comes with testing.
Yeah, I would say so.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know, but they ultimately broke up.
I have a feeling he was the one who was like, we're not going to live together before marriage because he had this whole second double life.
Yeah, possibly.
Whole relationship was a lie. Yeah.
Possibly.
So,
but that didn't stop her from becoming who she is because she said, very confident. I own my whole own house. I own my own car. I can take care of myself. But I am getting a little lonely.
Yes. So, we learn originally she's from Bosnia.
Mm-hmm.
8 months ago, she took a solo trip back home to reconnect with her culture. She was going through this breakup. She was going through a lot. She was lonely. She wanted to reconnect. So, she went on this amazing trip. Serbia, Bosnia, Slovenia, Croatia.
Mm-hmm.
Probably saw so many sea hedgehogs.
So many sea hedgehogs. And she ended up in Split. I like Split.
Never been. It's a city.
We'll go to Croatia. I'll
take
you.
Never invited me.
Well, thank you. My family loves Croatia.
Take me.
And it seems like she swiped right on Bojo, a pro basketball player in Croatia.
Yeah, so that's a generous term, I would say.
Yeah, but he didn't reply to her until she was back in the States.
Until she split.
Nice.
Yeah, thanks. They kept talking, though. Things evolved. So now it's time for her to go to Croatia to actually meet Bojo. For the first time.
Yes. And she says, he just makes me laugh. It's beautiful.
So cut to Vanya with her friend Fabiana. I love these names. I absolutely...
Fabiana?
Fabiana.
I have a friend, Fabiana.
I'm sure you
do. I call
do.
Her Fabi.
Yeah, I would call her Fabulous.
I haven't seen her in a long time.
Call her Fab.
She was an au pair too.
Whatever happened to Fabiana?
She just had a baby. She's from Mexico.
Good for Fab. Oh, really?
Yeah, she's back in Mexico. She just popped a very hairy baby.
All right. Congrats, Fabs. So they're at a market in Orlando. Fabiana. And this is telling. This is very telling. Fabiana's excited for Vanya. That she's got Bojo. That she's going to meet Bojo in person.
Excited but concerned.
Okay. Because we learned things haven't been all rainbows and butterflies.
Yes. Apparently a few months into the relationship, he just told her, you know, he was acting a little weird. And then when they talk, he's like, you know, I started seeing someone else, so goodbye.
Yikes.
Yikes indeed. However, a few months after that, he messaged her and said, hey, that didn't work out. I really want to reconnect with you.
Mm-hmm.
And Vanya said, you know what? I'm going to give him the chance because I don't want to miss out on a potential great love.
This hurts me. This hurts me because I would hope that we all have enough pride that if this were to happen to any of us, we would say, you know what? No, you had your chance. You blew it. But she's going and running back to this guy.
Well, I think it's because she's been single for 6 years. What do they call her? Some sort of a dry camel? A sex camel. She's a sex camel. She hasn't banged in 6 years. She hasn't been in a relationship in a long time. And she is in her 40s. So I think that also plays a little role. And like, all right, like I, you know, I've done it all. I belly danced. I've done so many things. I have a house. I have a car. I have good jobs. Like, what else am I missing? And she's missing love. And it seems like love is this guy.
You call her a sex camel. I call her a bozo. Because I think...
she called herself a sex camel.
I don't like it. I don't think it's going to end well for her. And I think there's some other stuff going on. I think her friends are treating her with kid's gloves a little bit. Because we saw her with Fabiana. Then we see her at home. Her cousin Sanella comes over. Okay? And Sanella, too, is supportive of this. Even though she's skeptical of Bojo for breaking up with Vanya. I think, to me, I'm adding all the parts up. I'm connecting the dots. I got the yarn going on the board, photos, pictures. Something's up with Vanya. There's some red flags with Vanya where all of her friends and family are going, this guy screwed her, essentially cheated on her, broke her heart, and then said, you know what? Maybe I'll give it a try. And the friends and family are supportive of her going and trying because I think they know that Vanya's got a couple screws loose and she can't find love here in America.
Yeah, it's because she keeps wearing platform shoes from 2011.
To the airport.
Yeah, it's just, why would you wear that? Like, that's what I wore to the club when I came to the U.S., only to the club because those bitches are unwalkable.
Yeah, I think everyone knows she's got some things going on upstairs and it's hard for her to keep a man. And here's a guy who's given her a chance and they're saying, go for it, Vanya. Good luck. You deserve it. Mm-hmm. I think we're going to find out a little bit more of the kookiness later on.
If someone says that I only wear high heels, like only wear high heels and they actually only do wear high heels, no matter where, that's already a little like loose screw.
Yeah. Now, here's where I feel bad because we get a little bit more of her backstory and we learn growing up in Bosnia, it was constantly at war, right? She almost got killed multiple times. They were constantly getting bombed. So that takes a toll on a person. That'll fuck you up. And so I'm not saying her neuroses or whatever it is without cause. I'm just saying they're there and it's something we're going to have to watch. It's something Bosha's going to have to deal with because it's going to get kooky.
Oh, yeah. It's going to get kooky because we see her packing her 2011 platform shoes and heels. And she made Bojo an air freshener with their photos. It smells like a coconut.
Yeah, I don't think Zazzle sells this. I don't think Cafe Press sells this. I think she somehow did this on her own.
I don't know.
It's quite the gift.
Quite the gift.
So she heads to the airport. She calls Bojo before she boards, but he doesn't answer. She keeps calling, but no answer. And Vanya starts freaking out, bawling, wondering what's going on. This is how it all started before, when he left me and my ex and the Great Wall of China. She does have bad luck with men, so I understand her fear. But
she hopes that he will be at the airport.
Yeah.
When she lands.
Time will tell. All right, next up.
Next up is Brian and Ingrid.
Time to meet Ingrid's friends.
Brian is nervous, but he's ready. He's glad that Ingrid wants to introduce him.
Yeah, so they all meet up at a restaurant, Brian, Ingrid, and her friends. Friends are curious, I think, as anyone would be. I don't know that we would all be so forward about our questions, but they're definitely curious about...
The sexy time.
Sexy time, the chair, his independence. And they're asking, are you staying at Ingrid's house? Because she didn't tell me. Ingrid didn't say you were staying there. And he's like, no, I'm at a hotel. And they're like, well, tell us about the sex. That was the first night.
Yeah.
No, ain't no friend like a 90-day friend, because they're just asking all the questions.
Yeah, but Brian shares something that I thought was a little braggy. He's like, yeah, I've been only, you know, in the past like X amount of years, been only dating Brazilian women. And, you know, when I come, I'm usually in bed with them on day one, but this is a little different.
Brian might have a leaky penis. He might have a leaky penis, but...
I think his approach to everything is why he was engaged and married so many times and it failed.
Totally. It goes back to what we said the first time we met him, which is he's too aggressive. This comment is too aggressive. His actions are too aggressive. Yeah. And it probably does scare a lot of people off.
I mean, on one hand, I almost feel like he's trying to put up this persona of, yeah, I'm in a wheelchair, but I'm still a player. Like, I still get the girls.
I can see that.
Not like, oh, I'm a poor guy in a wheelchair and, yeah, I can't wait to have sex finally. It's like, no, like, I've been banging left and right.
Yep, that's a fair assessment. And he's hoping tonight is one of those nights. They get back to the hotel and Brian's like, I know it's late, but I have this gift for you. And he whips out some tiny red lingerie.
Yes, like those kinds that your nipples are basically out.
Nipples out, cracks out. TLC had to get the ass blur guy on the phone to come in and work overtime because they were blurring that whole backside.
Yeah, but she's liking it. She lays down. They start working on some foreplay.
This foreplay, Sonny, pay attention. this massage looked uncomfortable.
It did.
Didn't it look uncomfortable? Like, she looked uncomfortable. He looked uncomfortable.
I don't think she liked laying there with the cameras and the lingerie. Like, the situation was very unnatural.
Well, it's funny you mentioned the cameras, because I think things were getting a little hot and heavy.
Mm-hmm.
And they asked for the cameras to leave. And we get one of those. I thank the reality TV gods every time we get one of these on-screen graphics, because you know something good's about to happen.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You see the words come on the screen and you go, well, this is something normal. It's not. It's something's up. Something's awry. Well, we learned shortly after production left, they got into an argument.
Yes.
What happened? Brian explains, well, the door closed. Ingrid went in. Brian went in. Little attention, a little touching, and I think Brian took a little too far for her. She pulled back. Ingrid pulled back.
Well, it started with the fact that he did not have a condom.
Okay. We learned he didn't have a condom. So, like the gentleman he is, he offered oral.
Yeah.
And Ingrid was like, whoa, 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 whoa. No, thank you, sir.
Yeah. And Brian just got upset.
Yeah. He doesn't understand. He's like, what the heck? I thought we were hitting it off. I was getting along with Arthur. I go to perform oral sex and she stops me.
Yeah. And so we hear her side too, because he's talking to the cameras by the pool. She's in the car with the producer saying, I just yeah, I told him no. And all of a sudden he just got upset and left.
Hey, better than the alternative. At least he left.
Yeah.
When someone says no, you leave.
Yeah. And she feels like this is too much pressure. And she's like, I don't need this.
Yeah. I thought that story was going to go a different way. So I thought when we saw the art card, I thought we were going to hear that he tried to get physical and she immediately stopped it, which would lead me to believe, oh, she's just being affectionate for the camera. She's not actually into him. Mm. But it seemed like she wanted a bang.
Yeah.
But he just didn't have the proper protection.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't get that upset, Brian. I would go get a rubber. I wouldn't get upset. I'd get a rubber. Right?
Yeah.
But he got upset and now we don't know if they can repair this.
We'll see.
Yeah. Also, I thought he had like a plethora of condoms. I thought that's how he hooked up his catheter.
Yeah, but like two. Maybe it's a special time.
Maybe it's a special catheter condom. I don't know.
I don't know. But speaking of repairing.
Speaking of someone who should have worn a condom.
Should have worn a condom because now he wouldn't have to repair, although he would.
Well, he wouldn't have a leaky penis.
Yeah, we're talking about Lauren and Faith.
Yeah. So, all right. Faith is ready to have a word with Lauren.
Isn't this sad? Like, she's mad at him. Potentially, this is it for them. But she still bought him bananas on the stick because he's so broke.
Yeah. There was something about the bananas that was extra sad. I always find that extra sad when someone goes out of their way to do something in the midst of a fight. And I'll bring up Nicole and Mahmoud again. Like, they got into this fight. He came home and she's like, are you hungry? Do you want a pizza? And I'm like, for some reason, it just breaks my heart. I'm like, you should be mad too. Or at least don't feed him. That's so motherly. It's so caring. And here's Faith getting bananas for them.
They looked good. I think they're like fried bananas or something. Yeah. I'll eat that.
Well, Lauren's got good news. He went to the clinic. He got the leaky penis medicine. And if all goes well, in 1 week's time, his penis will stop leaking.
Yeah, so he apologizes, but he's kind of putting it on her, which bothers me. He's like, I'm sorry that, you know, you misunderstood. When I told you I'm sleeping at other people's houses, that meant sex.
Yeah, I thought you knew that, right? I'm frustrated too with that because, be clear, maybe he knew he was hiding behind that word. Maybe he didn't, but don't put it on Faith.
Yeah, don't put it on her at all because she thought, oh, we're in a loving relationship.
Right.
And me in the meantime, you were getting gonorrhea from left and right.
Yeah, she's like, so every time you were with a girl, you were having sex? And he's like, well, maybe
once a week.
Maybe once a week I was sleeping with someone.
Awful.
But he says, I want to be with you and only you. I'm sorry I cheated.
Yes. So I think it's really laying on Faye. Like, what should I do? Should I take him back? Should I not? You know, he's my first boyfriend. He's traveled all this way.
Yeah.
So, plus, they're supposed to go to her hometown to meet her family. Faith said, well, let's do it, but I will not introduce you as my boyfriend. You'll be a friend.
Yeah.
And let's just see what's going to happen.
Yeah. Uncle Lauren.
Maybe. Uncle Lauren. Lauren's just happy he's getting a second chance. So.
Yeah.
We'll see. But Faith wants to take it slowly because she's like, I don't know if I can trust him. I don't know what's going to happen. But I think she is giving him a second chance at this moment because of he is here, right?
Yeah.
He came a long way.
Yeah. Woo. Oof. What an episode.
Great episode.
What a season.
Great season.
Yeah, and I'm ready to meet Joe and Magda.
Oh, that's the last couple we haven't met yet.
Another Floridian Magda from Poland.
Oof.
So, yeah, really, we are being spoiled over here.
Can't wait.
So thank you guys for listening. If you guys want to hear our thoughts on The Other Way, we're talking about it on Patreon and Supercast. Patreon.com/MarriedToReality. MarriedToReality.Supercast.com. Join us at the Cousins Club level for that content. Family Affair. You get video of that pod plus a monthly bonus. We're probably going to be throwing holiday bonuses at you guys left and right. may or may not be in costume. So join us over there. It's a good time. Also follow us on Instagram at Married to Reality Pod. You can call in over there, share your thoughts. We love to hear from you guys.
Yes.
Also, make sure you're following the podcast wherever you're listening. It's so easy to do. Just look down and smash that follow button.
Guys, smash it like it's as hot as the beautiful review from Michelle.
Michelle Mabel.
Yes, thank you, Michelle. What a beautiful, beautiful review.
Beautiful review. Thank you, Michelle. And if you haven't left the review, be like Michelle.
Yeah.
Leave us a review. If it's a 5-star review, we'll read it on this podcast for everyone to hear.
Yes.
All right. That is it. I've said it all.
I've said it all.
Sure have. You said just enough,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, I
tried. Sometimes you go too far, Teresa.
Sometimes, but this time I just said enough.
I think you nailed it.
Thank you.
So thank you, guys. We've said it all. It means we'll talk to you guys soon. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.